My name is Edie Ward. I am a professor of law at St. John's University and the 2011 chair of the Alternative Dispute Resolution Committee of the Tort, Trial, and Insurance Practice Section of the American Bar Association. On behalf of myself and our incoming chair, Jerry Strachan of Strachan and Hetzel, I welcome you to this taped recording of the December 2011 meeting of the Psychology of Conflict Resolution Subcommittee of our ADR Committee. The meeting took place by phone with some fascinating speakers from abroad, as you will soon hear. The topic of the meeting was the psychology of conflict resolution as related to the Israeli and Palestinian conflict. I will begin by introducing Elizabeth Bader, the founding chair of our subcommittee, who put together this program and is the moderator. Elizabeth is a San Francisco-based attorney mediator who has written and taught extensively on the role that issues of ego, self-identity, and self-esteem play in negotiation and conflict resolution. In recognition of the importance of her work, published in the Pepperdine Dispute Resolution Journal, the International Journal of Applied Psychoanalytic Studies, and on Mediate.com, she was awarded the Margaret S. Mahler Psychiatric Research Foundation's Literature Prize in 2011. Elizabeth's mediation practice has included the successful resolution of high-conflict litigation, including mass tort insurance coverage litigation. The next voice you will hear is Elizabeth introducing our first distinguished speaker, Robbie Friedman, an Israeli group psychologist. Nimer Said, a Palestinian-Israeli group psychologist, will also be introduced a little bit later on. Enjoy the presentation.
Robbie Friedman, a clinical psychologist and group analyst, is a co-founder of the Israeli Institute of Group Analysts and a past president of the Israeli Association for Group Psychotherapy. He works in private practice and teaches at the IIGA and Haifa University. He also participates and conducts conflict dialogues with Palestinians and the IDI West Islam Dialogue with Vamik Volkan and Lord Alderdice. He's the author of many articles and publications, and I really urge you to go to his website to take a look at some of them. His website is www.robifriedman.com. So, Robbie, you and I have had just a brief chance to talk about some of the points you might discuss, and you were interested in also letting people know about the work of Vamik Volkan. You were going to speak a little bit about your own experience and how you use psychology in your groups within the context of working with the different issues that come up regarding the situation in Israel. And maybe speak about your own experience a little bit. So I thought I would leave that up to you in what order you want to cover those, or if you want to cover those and other things. Before you begin, there's one thing I do want to make clear based on some of the emails and experiences I've had here with folks, is that we're having this dialogue not, I mean, this sounds obvious, but amazingly I've had some confusion from people. We're not going to be deciding the Israeli-Palestinian conflict today, you know, just so everyone knows. We're talking about the psychology part. So if you have political views that are a little different from the speakers or you wish to add those views, please do that by email or something. We're really talking about conflict resolution without taking sides today. So I say that because I want us to have the most positive possible experience. So let's take it away, Robbie. Would you like to start? And I'll prompt you if I think maybe we need some clarification, but I'd like you to just go right ahead and begin.
Well, hello, everyone, and I'm pleased to do this, and it's a new experience to do this in this way by phone, but you probably are more experienced.
Ah, Nimer. Rabbi,
hello,
sorry
Elizabeth.
To interrupt you. Ah, how wonderful that you appeared. Thank you.
I'm very sorry for being late. I had a very serious technical problems.
Ah, okay, wonderful. Well, I think what's happened is that since you didn't come right at the moment we started, we just started with Robbie. So what we'll do is, Robbie, if you could talk for about maybe 10, 15 minutes, then we'll hand the floor over to Nimer. I will introduce Nimer, and he'll talk for 10 to 15 minutes, and then we'll have a group discussion. So Robbie was actually just starting this minute, Nimer, so you haven't missed anything.
Okay.
Robbie, go right ahead.
Yeah, hi. Hi, Nimer. I think this is one of the events in the Middle East, you know, that something pops up in the last moment, and it's a surprise, and you have to get organized with it. Anyway, what I would like to, I'll say a couple of things, but I urge people to ask or get into a dialogue, because this is the best way to make things understandable. And I'm an Israeli Jewish. I'm living as a professional here, and I did, after a long way of trying to see what other people do with the conflict, I got involved in it because I'm a bit, angry, disappointed with the way that people don't do anything, with inactivity. And actually, I wanted to contribute something to some reconciliation or peace process, or whatever you call it. I wanted a dialogue, so I did a couple of things. I participated for the last maybe 10, 15 years in many, many events. Two of the main, of the most difficult events were with Palestinians of the authorities. You know, we have, I don't know if this is of the Palestinian Authority, you know, people living in Ramallah. Most of them were dialogue with professionals, which usually started through professional things, but got more and more involved in other political and dialogical things. I can, a little later, I'll just go through these things, and then I'll try to explain what I think is one of them, or some of the biggest problems we encounter in these kind of dialogues.
Wonderful. That sounds good.
Do you understand me? Is it? Am I clear? Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. Oh, right. All right. So these are these groups. With one of them, I made a long, very long process. We met for almost 2 years, every couple of weeks in East Jerusalem. They would go through all the administration and army stops, and would come to Jerusalem. I would come from the north to Jerusalem with other people, and we would meet for a whole morning or a whole day sometimes. And it was quite problematic and painful. With one group in especially, it was people who had a lot of traumas. And, well, this is one of the things. The other thing I do is, actually, I live here in Haifa, where also Nimer lives now. I live with Arab people, you know, Palestinian people. And in my therapy groups, I do ongoing groups, and all the groups are Arab people participating. You may think this is normal, but in our region, Arab people, Palestinian people, don't participate in much of the life of Israel. As a patient, and I think there are almost no groups of Arab people. So it's an interesting thing that you get into therapy, into deep therapy, even many, many years, and you do it, Jewish and Arab people together. So this gives me a very strong perspective on things, because always knowing people from in the depth, it gives you a very special perspective, which is not the politically correct or, you know, the superficial, kind of superficial sometimes things, but people, how people really feel about things. And the third, there are two more things I do. The third is I'm meeting for a couple of years now. It will be, I think, 5 years now that we meet people from the whole world in a dialogue which confronts or makes speak the West with the Muslim. So there are a couple of Americans there. Some of them are professional psychiatric people, but they are also a lawyer, and a journalist, and two lawyers, and the others are Europeans, a couple of Europeans. Lord, the head of the Liberal Party. He was the head of the Parliament of North Ireland Parliament when the Troubles were very strong, and he took a very important place in the peace process. We meet with the Turkish Muslims. We have in the group have a Jordanian person from the palace, from the Jordan king's, the king of Jordan's palace. We have other people who are Muslim, and we try to understand how can we bridge some of the difficulties and gaps between those two worlds. You can look it up when you look under Vamik Volkan. You Google Vamik Volkan. It's with V, V-A-M-I-K. Volkan also, I think it's with K. And then you see somewhere it comes up IDI, International Dialogue Initiative. There are politicians there, there are professional people there on the other side, and actually it's one of the most interesting dialogues I ever had. We meet usually in Turkey, but we have also met in North Ireland, meet in Jerusalem the next time in February. We try to be independent. We need a lot of money to do this. Vamik Volkan is a psychiatrist and a psychoanalyst who did a lot of mediating in many, many conflicts. We are mediating right now also in Kurdish-Turkish issues and other areas. And well, he's a very interesting person. He invented or defined terms that we all use, or some of us at least use, like transgenerational, trauma or transition or chosen trauma, chosen glories, things that move from the social, psychological, social side, the politics sometimes between people. So,
Robbie, this has been wonderful to hear all of your different resources and different experiences. I'm just looking at the clock a little bit, and I want to make sure that everybody also gets to hear your thoughts about some of the issues, the substantive issues or psychological issues you've encountered. So I just want to press you to move along a little bit more on that, because we're running a bit late. So if I could just volunteer that thought.
I just want to say that the fourth thing I'm doing is... trying to do a conference, not a small conference, in which German second generation and Israeli second generation or third generation, both of them, will try to talk to each other.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you for including that. Very important, yes.
So why, and I give you two examples, one in the Palestinian-Israeli and one in the German, different in the German-Israeli dialogue. In the Palestinian dialogue, we had the so-called war of guilt, because the first year of talks with these people were... just one accused the other, and actually the two sides were trying to bring this accusations and being a sacrifice, or being a victim of something, to really, everybody is an expert in these kind of feelings. So he brings it into the dialogue, and one of the big problems was actually to try to overcome it. And I wonder what Nima says about it, but actually we had one whole year almost of trying to work on it, because actually being a victim gives you a lot of points, but it doesn't give you any progress. It is very often destroying the process of building something. So one of these issues was to try to overcome this. And of course, as Israeli, our issue was to try to to allow and contain our guilt, our guilt is the suffering of some of the Palestinians. The other side, I think, had even more difficulties admitting that some of the suffering happens because of the other side. And as you know, it is very difficult to do real talks when one side feels completely accused and the other side completely innocent. Now, what's interesting is in the German-Israeli thing, it in a way it's reversed, It's like it's so clear that the Jewish people were the victim. It's so clear that, these roles are in chronic. Actually, we are again destroying a progress possibility, because it is really impossible to stay a victim and make development, you know, and develop. If you try to develop as a victim, it will make you sick. And so one of this next symposium will try to deal with it. It is called Away from the Gates of Auschwitz with a question mark. And it takes the problematic of the Palestinian Israeli in perspective. So this is the end of what I wanted to say.
Well, thank you so much for that. And we will certainly hear from you some more soon, too. But since I think we'll try and extend our call a little bit for those who can stay past an hour so we have a little extra time. But I'd like to, if I can, also, and I know you mentioned wanting to hear from Nimer. Nimer, do we still have you on the line?
Yes, I hope so.
Ah, wonderful. Ah, good. Well, what I'd like to do now is just introduce you with your bio that you sent me and then ask you to speak. You could respond to Robbie's points or talk about whatever is of interest to you. The wonderful subject of the victim is, of course, an important one, and the work that you're doing, you could discuss, and, you know, other issues as you see. Whatever, really, I found in these that what turns people on is also what turns other people on. So whatever is exciting to you. Here's your bio, just briefly, to remind people of who you are. Nimer Said is a clinical psychologist and group and organizational consultant and a Palestinian citizen living in Israel. He is a member of the Besod Sayach, I don't know if I said that right, the Israeli Association for Conflict Resolution between groups in the Israeli society. He is also a board member of OFEC, O-F-E-K, the Israeli Association for Studying Groups and Organizations. So, Nimer, would you please take the floor for a few minutes, maybe 10 to 15 minutes or a little more, and speak about what you would like to discuss.
10, 15 minutes is much of time. I don't know how to explain it.
Okay. More, if you wish. I think Robbie spoke for maybe 20 minutes, so 20 minutes is good.
I think it's 10 minutes. I have a very bad voice today, so it's 10 minutes for me. That's a long time.
Okay, whatever works.
Yeah. Thank you for this. Thank you, everyone, being patient. I'm very sorry for being late. First of all, I do work with groups. We can call it conflict groups, whether here in Israel or outside Israel, in Europe or the United States. I've been working for the last 5 years with groups, mixed groups. We can call it also conflict groups within the group relational conferences, the experiential conferences. To the ones who don't know what is group relation conferences, it is group relation experiential conferences based on what is called the Tavistockian tradition of group relations. It is a very dynamic, psychodynamic atmosphere dealing in and dealing within the groups and between groups through the understanding of the dynamic and psychodynamics of the groups and the systems in general. The last 3 years I was working with groups outside Israel, mainly with Germans, Jews, Israelis, and Palestinians. And in 2010, last year, April last year, I co-directed a conference in the States that dealt with the relationship between Jews and Palestinians who are American citizens in the States. It was called Diaspora for Peace, and was very enriched by this experience, co-directing this at first with a co-director, with a Jewish colleague of mine who is a Jewish American, and he is a group relationalist also. We worked together in preparation for this conference just for 2 years before the conference, and it was a very, very enriching experience. Not that very easy, but it was a very enriching experience. The conference was attended by mostly by American Jews and, or you say, American Palestinians or Palestinians that belongs to Palestinian families. They were Americans that defined themselves, but they were Americans also in their identity and their belonging. So I work also with Robbie. I'm very enriched to work with Robbie and other Israeli colleagues of mine. And we work here in Israel also with groups that are mixed. I call it conflict groups to define that sometimes the main theme of the groups are the dialogue between or emphasizing the dialogue that concerning the Israeli-Palestinian issue. I call it conflict groups. And there are mixed groups or are therapy groups or groups for other aims and goals. And they are attended by Jews and Israelis and Palestinians, citizens of Israel. So sometimes the dynamic is hovering around the political issue, but it is not the main goal or the main task of the group. So I don't call it conflict group, but sometimes the conflict is part of the dynamic of the group.
Okay.
Okay, so
so I'll just rephrase, because I'm just going to repeat what you said, because it's a little hard to hear, that you actually lead many types of groups, and some of them involve directly the Israeli-Palestinian conflict, and some it just are more therapy groups that comes up within that context.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
I work with Arabs, Palestinian citizens of Israel as a therapist, and also work with Jews, Israelis as a therapist. I live here in Haifa. I belong to a Palestinian family. I am the 16th generation of this family here in the Galilee. Now I'm the 16th generation in this land. To be here, what I consider myself right now a citizen of Israel, I consider now what I say that Israel is my homeland, but it's not my country. And this way I can define my existence here in a very personal level. That's what I can see for this now. I'm open for questions and dialogue with others.
Okay. I think...